next.
Michael Audrey Myers shall be tried as an adult for the murder of his sister, Judith Margaret Myers.
You fooled him, haven't you, Mike? But not me.
It's a holiday you'll remember forever.
Halloween night is when people play tricks on each other.
What about the boogeyman?
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff.
Seasons don't feel right. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like that.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
What's the boogeyman?
Donald Pleasance.
As a matter of fact, it was.
In a film by John Carpenter.
Oh, no.
Halloween. Next.
Welcome back, y'all. It's another geeky show. I'm your host, Sully. And with me, I brought not one, but two crystals. Because we couldn't afford two Michaels. But
here we go. The next best thing.
We got comic book and original sci-fi author Maestro and audio drama creator Crystal the Storm.
Wow. You want another hat?
No, God, I've got it's the ADHD.
I think she's asking too many.
Too many. I'm tired. No, y'all.
Crystal is a godsend. Very positive. Just always inspiring posts. Overcoming just any kind of stress and just day to day activity and just mixing it with humor. It's a blessing in disguise. And I applaud you for following your dream.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, lovely.
That was very nice. Great. Thank you, Cam.
That was very nice.
Happy to be back here on the podcast talking about some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Another crystal.
Well, warning, hot takes galore.
If yeah, you can't handle that, yeah,
go somewhere else. Anyway,
bring it on.
We got the horror maestro and film gal herself, Crystal Hairston.
I'm here. It's me.
You totally need to be a scream queen. I know
I
you need
absolutely no credentials, and you made me sound great. I have no credentials whatsoever.
I just love your geeky blogging.
Listen, if you are a geek blogger, that is your credentials right there. Like, that's it. You are a connoisseur of the arts.
Horror is my place where I know that
comfort
I like
food.
Know whatever's being discussed. Like, I could spot Heather Langenkamp from like a foot away through a peephole. Like, I know these people. I'm
that
like Rob Zombie in the sense that I watch one of his movies. I'm like, is that D. Wallace from this specific movie in this specific time in this
okay,
scene?
Okay. So you can get real deep into it. That's good. Okay, great. Because I'm just going to talk in like broad strokes. I can never get like that deep into fandom.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
We all vary here. I'm a fan of kind of all the screen queens who are like on TV or have a TV show. So it took me a while to get into the ones that, you know, had a giant franchise for a while. I was kind of more into the one-offs or the two-offs, like Virginia Madsen or Linda Hamilton. But yeah, Dee Wallace is a good in-between because he would also do some weird dark fantasy and sci-fi and drama in between.
Yeah.
The Howling for the win.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm a simple girl. My favorite horror movie ever is A Nightmare on Elm Street.
There you go.
That's that.
Okay.
Wes Craven is my favorite director of all time. And Nightmare on Elm Street is my favorite movie. Like, it was the first box set I owned. I owned the box set several times over because I had it when I was a little kid, so I didn't take care of it. I used to take the movies to school in my book bag and show the other kids. Like, look, I have all of them. Like, they were my
stash.
Pokemon cards. They were my Pokemon cards. I was like, I have them all.
I love that. Yeah, I think my favorite is Well, the Exorcist remains the horror movie that I will never watch again because it scared me so bad.
It was that darkening.
It was just like, I will never. I mean, a phenomenal movie. I will never watch it again. Scream 1, 2, and 3 is like my holy place when it comes to
perfect
like scream
trilogy.
Queen horror. Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah.
Just,
people
yeah,
don't yeah. like three, but three, I have to do this. There's a place in my heart for three.
Yup. Listen.
So campy.
Sydney how she progressively gets more angry through those three movies gives me life. Mm-hmm. And her standing there telling her brother to stop whining, I was just like, girl, yeah, like,
get it over with. I've heard this so many times. You want to kill me, I get it.
Love it.
Oh, good.
You want to kill me, who doesn't?
So much, so much.
Although I will say,
I gotta ask you this, Crystal.
Go ahead. Yeah.
If you're in the apocalypse, who are you going to have as your tag team? Is it going to be Reggie from Phantasm, or is it going to be Ash Williams?
Oh, Ash Williams. Ash Williams. I'm going to Ash Williams because he's the lovable idiot who accidentally gets it right. You know what I mean?
The Book of the Dead.
I love him, and I feel like he would accidentally, if not on purpose, save my life.
Perfect. And Storm, you're a badass yourself. Who do you think you'd be great at killing? Vampires or zombies?
Who, me? Who'd I be? That's okay.
I
need a lot more details because my imagination just explodes. Like, what kind of zombies? What kind of vampires? First of all,
okay. So vampires, let's just say they're heavily armored, but ultimately they're not Dracula. They're just kind of.
So we talking about like Buffy the Vampire Slayer vampires?
Let's go with a mix between that and
Interview with a Vampire.
Hammer Whore.
Okay.
Okay, and what about the zombies?
And the zombies can be a mix of the Rage zombies, from 20 Days Later and Resident Evil World War Z, as well as Romero.
Nah, I'm going vampires. Vampires. I don't fuck with those Rage vampires. They run too fast. My cardio is trash right now. And at least with like some of these vampires, I could just like get bit and become a vampire and then kill my own kind. Like,
but
you know what
vampires
I'm saying?
Like, they have a mind, they have a conscience, and they're intelligent a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I feel like in that sense, they can
especially
really...
Especially the Christopher Lee kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want to be tricked. And then if you really want to get to it, like, this is probably a hot take, but I feel like, and this is not a...
Don't worry, we got a bunch tonight.
Yeah, true vampire fans denounce this movie, but Twilight.
Oh, yeah, Bella, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. I've always felt like Bella was not in love with Edward. She was under a trance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is my take.
I felt like they were under a trance of bad acting.
Yeah. It was not registering.
I don't even think it was bad at you, because you know what? Kristen Stewart gets a lot of shit for like her acting abilities or whatever.
She was only bad in that, though.
Right, I don't even think she was bad in that. That's literally
I couldn't stand her in Panic Room.
No, but here, but check it out. Right, she's
liked her.
But
I thought
she
was one of the Frost twins.
Yeah, she was like amazing in Underwater, which is a completely underrated horror movie that I think everybody should like. She was so freaking good in that. But I just think that she is getting like typecasted in these roles where she's not supposed to show expression, and we're like getting mad at her for that. Take Natalie Portman in the Star Wars.
I can see that.
In like the original, in like the prequel trilogies. Natalie Portman can act out of a fucking paper bag, but after Star Wars, she couldn't get a job. And I blame that on George Lucas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think Kristen Stewart is as bad an actress as we make her out.
I can see what you're saying. She's in like these roles where her character doesn't emote much, or is this like artsy, low-key girl, you know, isn't outwardly emotional. She's acted herself into a box of people think 100%. That's how she is. I don't 100%. Think she's a terrible actress. I just did not like her in that role.
I'm glad she did something for you guys.
Like, she's not terrible, but I will say the Charlie's Angels movie was highly unnecessary and the public wasn't ready for it, and that's why 100%. It flopped. And what's her name? I forget her name. I wasn't she in Slither? She said that it was because they were women. And I'm just like, please don't do that. I'm like, people didn't like it because they weren't ready for it. We are still emotionally attached to Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu. Like, I love them too much to move on.
100%.
And no one wanted to see that.
But you know what? You know what? You know what's pissing me off too about the Kristen Stewart flack is that who's the guy that plays Edward Cullen?
Pattinson's pretty bad.
Robert Pattinson cannot fucking act at all.
You are
he
absolutely
cannot
correct.
Act at yep. all. He cannot yep. fucking act. He and him as the new Batman. I will rage on that forever.
You did a great takedown of that.
Everybody fucking talks about Christian Stewart
so
has
emo.
One facial expression. So does he. He
I
has
know.
No facial expressions.
In Tenet, he's so unbearable, and I'm like,
he 100%.
Oh my God. And I knew who he was before even Harry Potter. And I was just like, I saw him in a few miniseries, like, and I'm just like, he looks like he is reading off a teleprompter, and he could not be more
constipated. And he's constipated.
I cannot believe they let him be Batman. I cannot believe they let him.
But Crystal listened to Gutting the Sacred Cow. You had a hysterical takedown where he's like, when did incel acting become the norm?
Thank you. That is amazing.
He was emo. He had a middle part and
I was like, you know what I'm saying? What is this?
Yeah.
I'm Batman. I wear sunglasses in the house. What the fuck you mean you wear sunglasses in the house? Get out of here.
Oh my word.
That was not the role
Batman. You're not a vampire.
That was not the role for him. He's forever a vampire. He's forever a vampire. He's stuck in it.
He is forever a vampire. So, what do you make of Myers? Is he a zombie like Jason Voorhees, or is he more just of an undead spirit?
I think he's a normal man that has
possessed.
Like, there's an actual, I don't know what it's called, but where you cannot register pain. I think he started off as just a man that is detached from reality. I think he's just insane and cannot feel pain. And then in a similar way to Jason, it kind of grew into something that makes no sense. And now he's like an unbelievably strong monster killing machine that can pick you up with one hand and turn your head around. And I'm just like, wait a minute. He wasn't always this.
Right.
But,
nice.
Yeah.
I will have to agree with Crystal. And I think that's my biggest beef with the new Halloween trilogy is it was very clear that they didn't know what the fuck they wanted Michael Myers to be.
Oh my God.
Which is
oh
my blowing God. My mind oh my because God. This is the simplest fucking franchise
well,
ever.
Dollars later,
we
baby.
As fans do not have a lot of expectations. Like showing Laurie Strode having trauma, awesome, beautiful, loved it, realistic. Mm-hmm. Very mirroring kind of
Halloween 2018. Great.
Yeah, very limit like mirroring Linda Hamilton in like Terminator 2. Like you're fucked up about what happened to you. Like loved it all. Like for it. All I need from Michael Myers is just to slow walk around and kill people. Like that's it. You don't have to hammer in that he's a demon and he's motherfucker. We know he's super evil. He's Michael Myers. Like you don't have to like whatever. So just the fact that they didn't know what to do with him.
They did. They clearly
crazy.
Did.
And on
it's
your earlier point.
All you have to do is let him kill people.
On your earlier point, Ms. Storm, it's always annoying when a new movie comes out because you got to get through the sea of all the misogynistic Nazi trolls first before I can even get a proper explanation of a movie. There's going to be all the guys who hate anything with a heroic, you know, strong female. And then finally, the ones who are rational are saying, regardless of your politics, this movie is not, you know, is trash. This and that. And it's just like, why did it take this long getting through all the fog? You know,
why did I have to go through the first one that came out? Like, I know there was this new trilogy. And I don't remember what the first. It was like Halloween something.
2018. Then, the first the trilogy.
What's it called?
The first one was literally just called Halloween. It came out in 2018, so people call it Halloween 2018.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, Halloween.
I like that one.
I did too. Halloween 2018 was great. I thought that one, I was like, oh shit, this new trilogy is going to be on fire.
Yes,
like,
we're
it.
Back to form.
Yes. And then it was what, Halloween Kills? Halloween Kills, I was kind of like, y'all being a little too heavy-handed with, oh my God, Michael Myers is this monster. Yes. He's a demon. He's unkillable. His rage is making him stronger. And I'm like, y'all didn't need to do all
just
that.
Just to like, fail that. On that buildup. Just like you said, they didn't know what to do.
And then in Halloween Ends, are you telling me that this little fucking shit beat up Michael Myers in a sewer and took his are you fucking for
Halloween
real?
Ends? I almost walked out of the theater.
Not
I was
since
like,
Wishmaster Free introduced an angel that could beat the shit out of the evil genie have I been just bizarrely confounded by.
I'm like, oh my God. Like Halloween Ends, I was in the theater like, what? What?
Oh my God, I got
it would
got
be
so
like
mad.
If the T-1000 just got randomly melted, you know, by a, you know, pedestrian. It would be like, okay, well, where's all the dread now that you introduced this character flaw that doesn't make any sense?
The way they flipped the script, just like you said, they didn't know what to do with him. Like in Halloween Kills, they built him up as this entity. Mm-hmm. And Lori was saying she literally was like, he transcends, basically saying the more he kills, the more unstoppable he is. And the whole town jumped him and then he just turns around and kills everyone, I guess, as they line up one by one. And he uses the kitchen knife because he's just killing everyone easily. And they all have their own weapons. They're not all attacking
that was
him
wild.
Once.
That was
They're not
wild.
All attacking him at once.
That would have been such an awesome way to end Halloween with the town just having enough and everybody just stabbing the shit out of him.
It was all body shots. Did you notice that? No hits to the face, and like
crazy.
They weren't
crazy.
Hitting his head and face. They were all hitting his torso.
You got
one
me fucked
person
up. I'm rolling up with a fucking chainsaw and I'm chopping
one
his
person.
Legs off.
You find me a small town in Illinois where at least half the population do not have guns in the house. There was
Facts.
One person that
Facts. Facts.
Yeah, and they're sending it in modern day, so it's even more plot holes. You're like, you're not, you're telling me no one's being all morbid, doing hate crimes on this guy? Come on.
Right.
It makes no sense. They go from him being like
filming
this
it on in the internet.
unstoppable entity, and then immediately go to Halloween Ends. He's this like haggard old man. You know, and you can see all his injuries are showing now. He's like haggard, the burns, the stabs, his fingers are, you know, missing. And I'm like, yo, it's really setting in. He's old. And I'm like, why all of a sudden is he not Michael? It's like he's not, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand that route that they took. I don't understand that they wanted to make Lori into a sweet old lady that's gonna now move on, even though she knows Michael's alive.
Like, what? Right. So it does this hard 180 that doesn't make any sense. Like, none. That's why I'm like, if there had been like a whole different director or like a whole different studio bought it, like maybe I could understand. But everybody was the same throughout the three movies. Like, am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I mean, McBride, you know, this was a reminder to me that some comedians need to be given some studio.
Oh, and
notes.
I hated the granddaughter and Halloween Kills.
Oh my God, she's
Don't get me started. Well, save that for your review at the end. But yes, like Danny McBride was on the record as saying, by not showing anything, that's actually more scary. I'm like, how?
No.
You're not telling me anything to be afraid of.
What are you? This isn't Paranormal Activity, bro. Like you
can't. This is not
you
your
cannot,
imagination.
Listen, you cannot take Michael Myers in a new and interesting direction. That tells me that you just didn't know your fucking audience. If you want to do something new, create something new. What everyone wants from Michael Myers is what we got in Halloween 2018.
Right.
That's what we wanted. Period. Y'all could have ended it right there. Would have been legit. Everybody would have been happy. Hoorah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but then y'all just got wild with it. And then you just, nobody wanted that little shit. Nobody, and you know what? A friend of mine said this earlier, and he's gone completely right. Like, when directors say, oh my God, when directors say, like, we're going to make some choices that are going to piss fans off, why? Why are you doing this?
Why would you do that?
What are you doing? Why? What is this?
Why are you going to milk a domain dry and also ruin it? Like,
that's
people constantly, they don't want to do anything original. They bring back the same old, and then ruin the same old, same old. Like,
oh
why? Why resurrect? Because they know it has a built-in fan base. That's why they won't leave Ghostbusters alone. That's why they won't leave Texas Chainsaw Massacre alone. Like, let it
Texas
be,
Chainsaw,
let it die.
I was actually going to make a point on that. I do feel like Chainsaw, it does kind of take itself way too seriously as it goes on. And you're like, for something inspired by Ed Gein and all these other stuff that inspired Silence of the Lambs, you're like, why are you guys doing this? You lost any sense of mythology. But yeah, Ghostbusters is a good example too. People were complaining about the newer ones, and I'm like, I wasn't too crazy about part two back in the day. I was like, see?
Exactly.
It lost a sense of part one, which was like Crystal's been talking about with Halloween. Keep it simple and let it organically grow.
who your audience is, and I feel like the Ghostbusters that came out with the women, like and there was a whole lot of misogynistic bullshit that happened to that, but that movie was also really disrespectful to the originals, and that's what pissed people off. Like the new one that came out with and the new ones that came out that actually had Egon's daughter in it, like I saw that one, like that one was pretty good. That one
Afterlife.
Yeah, Afterlife felt like a Ghostbusters movie. So it's just a matter of like knowing your audience and the fandom. Like it's not.
I will say, what's his name?
Bill
Why
Murray.
Am I forgetting? Yes, he looked so absolutely ancient. I'm like, I'm sorry. How did you get this man in this movie? He looks like they should have left him where he was at, retired and chilling, kicking back.
Especially now that he just got kicked off a film set. The dude is a real prick. As talented
as
Bill Bill Murray.
You lose your filter. The older you get.
Shit, Bill Murray's an asshole. I didn't know. Oh no.
And this is it.
The older you get, you lose that filter. So it's probably
unfortunately so. We do have a lot of these boomers who are just like, oh, anything goes. You'll still like me at the end of the day. I'm like, yeah, but if we don't want to work with you, then
we don't have to.
That's it.
It's not the same old thing. Control everyone with power and money.
If Denzel Washington or Tom Hanks shoot someone, I'm going to still love them. But Bill Murray, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, right. People, like,
did you know Tom Hanks was nominated for a Razzie for his performance as Geppetto?
Was he really?
Yes. I mean, I don't
wasn't the reason the movie was bad.
The movie was not good. The movie was not good, and his Geppetto also was not good or believable. It felt like a stage play almost. It was very weird. The lighting was weird. The CGI was weird. It was a weird movie. I do love Tom Hanks generally, though. I do. But that role, I almost did not recognize him as him.
Listen, everybody's every actor's got to have one, right?
Yeah, they do. They got to have a movie.
That's just
unwatchable.
Yes.
Speaking 100%. Of, this gives me a chance to talk about my least favorite actor. Who are you guys' least favorite actor? This for me is easy. I might have talked about this with Cam before.
I think I know.
I don't have like a least favorite actor per se. I have like least favorite movies, but I don't have like a least favorite actor because I don't care about actors that much. I honestly don't.
I care about some actors.
I got a bunch, it really depends on I haven't seen them evolve or they're only good at playing a certain kind of character.
I think the only actor that I give a shit about right now is Michelle Yeoh. Like, she can do no wrong. Michelle Yeoh could like stab a baby in like Times Square.
People did not like Uma, and I feel like they don't understand the racial implications of Asian culture, and you cannot abandon your parents. It's unheard of.
Yeah.
And you know, she was haunted by the guilt of not giving her mother her burial, even though her mother was very abusive. And it was like, and I feel like being that, like, people don't understand, like, Americans were watching it and being like, I don't understand why she feels bad. Her mother was a monster. I don't understand why she feels bad. Her mother abused her. You know, I don't understand. I wouldn't feel bad. And it's like,
I think it's Stockholm syndrome, kind of.
No, it's the culture. Like, you cannot, in Asian culture, it is unheard of. Like, there's no homes. Like, when your parents get old, when your relatives get old, you take care of them until they die.
Oh,
there's nothing else.
Cultural.
You cannot leave them behind. Like,
even if they're petty to you. Gotcha.
You can't. It is unheard of. So when she left home, she found out her mother died. Her uncle brought the mother's belongings, and there's a ritual burial that they do. And she wouldn't do it at first. And she was haunted by the guilt. She was seeing her mother. And I'm like, Americans don't understand that. They're watching it and going, I don't know why she feels guilty. I'm like, it's the racial implication of, this is unheard of. You can't abandon your mother regardless of what she did to you or whatever. That's still your mother. You have to love her. Like, a lot of us, like, we've overcome that. I don't know how to describe it. We've overcome that feeling of, like, people cut off people now. It's more normal. It's regularized. It's normalized. People cut off people and they don't
feel bad. It's definitely more Americanized in just second nature.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll cut off someone and not feel bad about it if they are damaging to my life or anything like that. A lot of cultures can't do that. They don't do that. Gotcha. But yeah. I brought that up because you mentioned Michelle Yeoh.
she's the shit. I love her. I love that she's getting her accolades.
I've never encountered anyone who thought she was overrated.
yeah, she's just phenomenal.
If anyone does, please unfriend them.
Yeah, I would too. I was like, it's the block right there.
Death to you.
Uh-huh. But yeah, who is the actress that you don't, or actor that you don't like?
Oh, Nicolas Cage. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Yep. Second,
I cannot stand him. I can't watch anything with Nicolas Cage.
I can handle bad movies with Bruce Willis, De Niro, Morgan Freeman, even if they're not giving it their all. But Cage, he does not improve. And I get, saw that one where he was making fun of himself. And I was like, but what was the point? I didn't learn anything. He's going to basically go back to still doing these awful movies. So
he's been made to feel like what he does works, and I feel like he sticks to it because it's like he probably thinks it's iconic, and I think he is chaotic. I think he is unhinged and chaotic, and he just screams and goes absolutely crazy in all his movies, and it's the same performance, and I don't like it at all. And my brother kind of feels the same way, not as chaotic, but Tom Cruise has been making the same movie for about 40 years.
100%.
And because of Scientology, hasn't been canceled yet. But
when he was a kid, because he's like 5'5", I think he was like, I want to be the big action hero who beats up all the bad guys and jumps out of a plane and rides away into the sunset with the girl. And now he does that in all his movies.
Yeah.
That's it's pretty bad. Logan, I also nominate Logan Marshall Green. You might know him as being the Tom Hardy lookalike, but I just, whenever I see him in a movie, I am just like, his voice is a turn off. He just looks very, it's a mixture of Unhinged.
I think Ryan Reynolds is getting close to being one of those actors that just stops acting. And I love Ryan Reynolds.
But no, it's true.
His last couple of movies, like, it's very much, he's playing himself in every movie. And I know he's about to take off because he's about to, you know, Deadpool 3 is about to come, or Deadpool, whatever the fuck Deadpool are on. The new Deadpool, whoever the fuck, Hugh Jackman is about to come out. So he's going to be all the rage again. But I particularly like Ryan Reynolds, and I would really love him to, like, act.
No, that's a very good point.
No, like, I would love to see Ryan Reynolds in a movie where Ryan Reynolds is not playing Ryan Reynolds.
No, it's a very good point. I kind of get this with beloved actors such as like Oscar Isaac, Idris Elba, Jessica Chastain, and even The Rock, where love you guys, but
Fire your agent. The Rock.
Your movies are just not cutting the mustard.
Oh my God, definitely The Rock. The Rock is the same guy, agent task force.
Right, y'all gotta stop. The Rock is an entertainer and a wrestler, so we should not be expecting The Rock to put out. Like, if there is anybody in this list,
he's been acting for like 20 years straight. Right, you gotta get good at some point.
But you know what?
He's
always just gonna be a big dude who plays like those action movie type, and that's fun.
He
like,
has
I don't
to
expect
to,
that
to
from
explain
him.
Away his stature. They the first thing they do in a movie with The Rock is explain why he looks like that.
Yeah, right, but that's like, but like you say, it's ego talking. It's like Van Damme. Right. It's like the more you introduce, the more convoluted this becomes, and there's no reason. Because
he's going to be the main character, and in order to explain why he looks like that, he has to be some freaking special agent task force G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
But see, movie. There's actors that I just expect them to always, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, The Rock.
Keanu
like
Reeves.
Those are all but they, you just like expect certain things from them, and you're not.
Or they're only as good as the movie.
Well, Jamie Foxx can actually fucking act. Keanu Reeves,
we love him. He can be anyone. I don't care.
Yeah, we just love Fox Keanu Reeves.
Jamie Foxx is a good actor who refuses to go all the way.
Right, whatever. Yeah.
Outside of Django, you can literally replace him with any other actor in all his other roles. Like, he is good. But that's
the role he's gone all the way is Ray.
Django and even that Archie Bunker tribute they did on Jimmy Kimmel. But yeah, lately
he went all the way crazy on that. But he's so talented. Like when he gets to singing or he does his impressions, he's really talented. But I do agree, in the last like even decade or so, he hasn't had a really good acting role.
Yeah,
like,
the vampire movie he was in was really bad.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The same thing with John Travolta.
Travolta is a good example. Yeah.
I do not know what happened where John Travolta, like in the fucking, like, I don't know, 60s, 70s, 80s, was like doing all these different type of roles and then was the villain once and all of a sudden just suddenly got typecast as the villain. Like, I don't know how the fuck that happened.
I think he wants to be the villain.
My folks call him John Travolta. But, much like Tom Cruise, Scientology is keeping him alive. Maybe that's what's keeping Myers alive. Scientology
must be.
Segway.
Why does he keep fucking coming back to life? He's like Penny. He keeps respawning.
That's
You know what? Michael Myers was. I'm mad that they ruined it. I really am. They fucking ruined it. And you know what? I couldn't even enjoy the way it ended when Laurie and Michael finally faced off. So for me, it ended with Halloween 2018. Like, I'm not even going to recognize the last 2 months.
Halloween Ends made Halloween Kills look so freaking good.
That movie was not that good.
It's Halloween funny Kills how this works. Faults, all these ironies.
Right? You guys might not like me for this. Halloween Kills has its faults, but I did kind of like it.
I did too, though.
You're
going to
hate
me
even more, so it's all good.
No, Halloween Kills was like
my biggest complaint with Halloween Kills is that they were really like, for whatever reason, the director was really like shoving it down your throat that Michael is the superhuman that he is. And you didn't need that because everybody knows Michael's a fucking superhuman, whatever the fuck he is, right? So you don't have to have Laurie fucking philosophizing about
she's
fucking
staring out the window like he can't stop. He transcends.
I'm saying like that was so fucking dramatic. Goofy. You know,
it's almost like,
it was...
Mrs. Brody in Jaws 4 is like, well, why are you even looking out the window? You know the sharks are going to come back and kill you.
Like, there were some really strong threads of, like, all the kids from the originals, like, you know, expressing, like, their trauma and, like, actually going after the guy that is, like, that's really fucking powerful. So you had, like, all these opportunities to do something great, and you just didn't. Mm.
You are making me think more about Halloween Kills and that mob mentality thing that they did. Oh my, that was so disgusting. Like when they did the whole thing and like you said, Lori was dragging it. Like she was like, what did she say? Oh my God, that really annoyed me. When the town was going berserk and she was like, this is Michael's plan, Michael's masterpiece. I was like, what?
What no. does that think even mean?
Capable of planning this? Do you think he's capable of planning this out? Like, and then what they do is when they create another storyline and they try to paint him as this entity that's been haunting this town for 40 years,
man.
It doesn't make sense to do that. If 2 and 3, if 2 was not canon where he showed up at the hospital, it doesn't make sense because he did what he did that Halloween night 40 years ago, then he's been locked up this entire time and he just
plus they hired
tonight.
People who love all the movies, so then it's like
they're
deciding
not
which of your children
but you know
drown.
What like you see, know? This is what pisses me off about it too, and you just brought up a great point, Crystal. Like if like if you were trying to do something different, quote unquote, this is air quotes, me using air quotes right now, with a Halloween, then that would have been it. That would have been it. If it was you were going to do something different, then it's Michael's master plan to turn the whole fucking town into killers just like him.
Mine's he just
you could maybe have a little bit with that because then you can really like if you really want to, you can explore mob mentality. You can explore like neighbors turning on neighbors and oh my God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're saying, like you can really like or somebody kills somebody and now they have a taste for, you know, that's something that you can explore that's making a lot more sense than what we got in Halloween Kills, because it was really clear in Halloween Kills that you were trying to shove down my throat that somebody who is bullied, you know, is, or I don't know if we were supposed to feel sympathetic towards this motherfucker.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Like, you know, they were, it almost, like,
we don't know anything about
him. Almost like the Joker for me. It's like an,
I was watching it like,
letter.
What is this? I was like, where is Michael Myers?
It's like trying to romanticize Hannibal Lecter. Each time they try, you're just like, I'm getting more distant from this franchise.
I didn't like him at all. I didn't. Like, I didn't feel anything for Corey. And then Allison kind of falling for him made me dislike her more. Because I'm like,
God,
how stupid are you?
She's
and
so
then
dumb.
She kept coming on to him. So, like, she would not take the hint. Like, he's depressed. He's detached. He was not interested. And she kept, like, I was like, what is it about this guy? You would not take no for an answer. You cannot notice that he's disinterested. And she's so seriously
it's
into
gross.
Him. To
it's
the
gross.
Point where she will turn on her grandmother. I'm like, after all she's
been, what the hell? And there's no motivation. So
there's
I'm going to let you guys rank these movies. Just let's go in chronological order and you give your 5-star rating for each one.
Okay, goodness.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy, you gotta sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast wrecks and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in, it's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsy, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even The Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out The Who Would Win Show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
If you want, I can go first just to set the stage.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah, because there might be some, there might be a bias in one place or another because,
warning,
you know,
hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
This whole episode was hot takes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I know,
now that you
like,
remind me.
Really,
I know.
Hated.
You know how many people love Batman? And I'm
you're
like,
you're
going to
set me
movie.
On fire when you hear this.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, I'm going to go with the 78-1. Once again, I see its place in cult cinema. The Exorcist-inspired theme is still an earworm. Jamie Lee Curtis is reasonable in her role. And unfortunately, I made the mistake of watching this with riff tracks. So it doesn't hold up as well as Terminator and all the Friday the 13th movies for me. So what does that say when I prefer the knockoffs versus the original source material? So this one did not age as well for me, but I'm still going to give it a 2.5 to 3 out of 5 like range. It's reasonable. It's just, it's very low budget. I know.
The original?
Yeah, he's rapping on the original right now. Halloween.
The original was one of the first uses of Steadicam.
I love it.
That goes back. That goes back to European cinema, my dear.
I love it. I love it.
No, I mean, I guess one of the first uses in the way that they used it, in that long unbreaking shot outside the house where the boyfriend goes upstairs, la di da. You know, that was.
I think that was more French Connection, but I see your point.
French Connection. See.
Yeah, Halloween 2. So this is way more involving.
Are we really okay? I'm just letting everybody know that I'm not ranking the whole franchise. You let I watch all them again. But
I'll run through them one by one. And
I can do the ones that I remember because I think there's some of these that I actually haven't even watched, and now I kind of want it just for the LOLs.
Oh, hopefully we jog your memory as we go through.
I will. So this, I like the docudrama approach and the Steadicam in this part too. The world is partially fleshed out with the unprofessional hospital staff, dumb deputies, and news media, but this later works against us because after a while it becomes very tiresome. The reused music score blares a little too loud, so whoever sound mixed this on the copy I was seeing on Sci-Fi, it just wasn't holding up. The small amount of one-note kills also kind of sinks this, so this is going to be a 2 out of 5. It starts off okay, and then it just loses me. Halloween 3, this is I remember liking this growing up as kind of a Twilight Zone kind of anthology. It's a standalone premise with a few happenings. It's really not all that scary. Tom Atkins is giving this 100% in his role, but his character's on this viewing, when the lame villain reveal happens, he really just seems beside himself, like, oh, you just knocked the floor out from under me. I don't know how to react. The Return of Myers. This is also a 2.5 out of 5. Like, I love Dwight H. Little. He's done good stuff like Rapid Fire with Brandon Lee and Anacondas 2. Decent horror sci-fi action director. Really intense. Really well shot. Michael Pataki is great as the morgue attendant. And you actually understand Dr. Loomis way better in this one. Mm. Unfortunately, again, the kids are very annoying in this. They try. They really try. And I generally like kid actors. I am not one of those pricks who goes, oh, they're nothing. They're just, you know, body shields. No. But the way, however they did the, you know, all these nieces of Lori's, it just felt like they were just there as targets as opposed to real people. So the mask. Not very convincing in close-ups, but for the most part, it's a acceptable, passable movie.
And we're talking about part 4?
Yes. Now, part 5? This is the first one to get a 0 out of 5. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Damn!
Soulless. Second worst in the initial run. The third worst mask. It starts as a social commentary on victims being unaccepted and bullied in towns they move to, but it doesn't build on any of that. And it's indiscernible from any other slasher at that time. There's zero suspense. There's virtually no hero, as Dr. Loomis all of a sudden becomes a villain and starts using kids to draw out
Good
Myers.
Point.
Even worse are the teen stereotypes and even more dipshit cops that just irritate me to death, literally.
With the little music in the back.
Yeah, the music is all out of place, and it ends with a police massacre, and you're just like, well, who am I even supposed to root for now that everyone's fucking dead? So mm-hmm. Halloween 6, The Curse of Myers. This is a 2.5 out of 5 for me. It's not as bad as everyone remembers it. At least they tried to explain the mythology with that evil rune storyline. Paul Rudd is reasonable here, despite being a prick at first. Well-paced and made exciting by director Joe Chappelle. This was when he was rescuing a lot of movies during this time, like Hellraiser 4 and Mimic 2, I think. It feels like a different standalone gothic mystery that somehow got rewritten to being a sequel. If you can get past all the stupid sex during the middle and some of the other lingering music, I think it pays off. Now,
what,
I think
sex in this one? What?
Yes, for no reason. But it's, I guess they need.
Which
to sell...
one is this? The Curse of Michael Myers. Which mm-hmm. one are we on?
Yeah, there
I'm
was
trying
recently,
to remember who was doing it.
There were supporting neighbor characters, but they have a producer's cut that's apparently way better. But the reason this is really hated is there is an extremely lame cop out ending.
Oh yeah, it's that was so trash.
Yep. So then this brings us to part 7, H2O. I loved this one growing up because it was Kevin Williamson from Scream rewrote it and made it more passable. And unfortunately, on this reviewing, I was just getting really fucking annoyed at how Adam Arkin is being an unprofessional teacher, hitting constantly on Strode. He wants sex nonstop. And I'm like,
oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're being so unhelpful. Obviously, the complaints about Josh Hartnett's bad haircut, that is valid. LL Cool J doesn't get to be LL Cool J. So, it's a 2.5 out of 5. I remember it being passable growing up, but oof, it just felt like another I Know What You Did Last Summer movie with Laurie being featured. And Resurrection. This is yet another. It's still in Scream mode. And despite this being Katie Sackhoff, you know, Starbuck from Battlestar's debut, and Sean Patrick Thomas from Save the Last Dance, they were decent, but again, like, once they go away, the characters stop being interesting. This is best remembered for, again, Busta Rhymes sinking in the movie. Because he's neither acting nor playing himself. He's just musing what feels like improvised rants. Danny Lux, who you might know as being a composer on TV shows like Boston Legal, his take on the legendary score, brilliant. That is the only good thing you can say about this. But yeah, despite being kind of a fun kind of hate watch, it's still a drag. Because of the unusual camera angles and continuous slow motion that was kind of a thing in that MTV age. This is a 1 out of 5. The Rob Zombie remakes and the sequel to that, definitely 0.5 stars and 1 out of 5. Those are yet another. Just,
ooh, I got a hot take for you.
I'm looking forward to it. 2018 continuation, like you guys said, it's passable, 2.5 out of 5. Unfortunately, on a rewatch, I really did find the stuff involving the deputies just to be very fucking boring. But Jamie Lee Curtis was giving it her all. She was really invested. And then with Kills, that's a 1. And then with Ends, that's a 0. Yeah. Like, if I have to look at my watch and just wonder why I should continue watching this, that's not good. And everything you've all said about this, all true.
Kills is a middle finger out of 5 stars.
100%. 100%.
So I'm going to let Hairston take this off. And if Storm, if you want to.
I'm going
recommend
to
just the good ones.
I'm going to follow what you did and go through each movie one by one. I admittedly do have a couple biases.
We're all biased, but none of us are Nazis, biased. So that's good. You know,
because you know, growing up watching AMC, you got Fear Fest every Halloween.
Yes, they're always
they
on there.
Loved to play 4 and 5. 4 and 5, Halloween 4 and 5. If they were going to play any of them, they were going to play those. So that first one I do really like, but people don't want to watch it. I find if I'm around people and I put it on, they're like, ugh, like they don't want to watch it.
Really?
Yeah, for real. Like whenever I put it on, people are like, this old movie, I don't want to watch this. And I guess
sounds like you're surrounded by film snobs.
Like, I don't know. A lot of people only want to see things that look
cool, man.
It's all the Last Jedi fans telling us that if we didn't like the movie, we're just not smart enough. That's what it is.
Oh my word. That's definitely a good contrast. I do feel like some of the same guys.
That's it. We just don't get it.
I think you're right, Miss Storm. I think they integrated over to Halloween hills and ends.
So that first Halloween, I'm going to have to agree. I think you gave it like a 2, 2.5. Like, I want to be more biased towards it, but just taking it in, watching it now, I don't want to say it doesn't hold up, but you know, some movies you watch and they are noticeably old, but I have to acknowledge, you know, they made this iconic horror film on what, like $300,000? Like, and to an extent, it's still holds up. The budget
is impressive with these, yes.
Yeah, and they did a great job with the camera, I think. They did it, the original Michael Myers, Nick Castle, he did a great job. He was like 21, 25 in that movie, and they just were like, here, walk around. And
is he the one who's on professional at conventions now?
Yes, like he's like they still have.
He's like a sociopath.
I actually like the new Michael Myers. I like that they have an old man playing him, James Jude Courtney.
He's actually like,
yeah, he's great. He's actually in his 60s. So yeah, that first movie, I'm gonna go ahead and give it 3 stars.
Okay, cool.
The second movie, like you said, the second movie was very boring. They stuck Laurie in a bed and had her in shock the whole movie, dozing off. She had no line. She was hiding, making stupid decisions, and the hospital was absolutely barren, just empty of patients and doctors, irresponsible doctors. Like, actually, there was one doctor. There was one single doctor, a whole bunch of irresponsible nurses. It was easy for him to basically clear the whole building.
Clear the room.
For real. It was like 5 people in that hospital, and they were all dead in like an hour.
And then there's a couple making out in the hot tub, and you're like, what? Why?
Yeah,
why,
like, girl? Why, guy? And the woman was supposed to be watching the kids, but the guy was so freaking horny.
Worst babysitter ever.
Like, he was like, you know, what if I leave the door open? And she's like, well, I guess I could hear the kids if they cry. I'm like, do your job. But so yeah, the second one, very, very boring. I'm actually gonna rate this pretty low and give this a 1.
They shoot him in like the eyes, and like you guys were saying before, it's like, what do we? I would right. like there to be
that's
a reveal as
shot,
to what
actually.
Can kill him.
That's
but yeah,
the
boom,
shot
headshot.
Where he gets shot literally in both his eyes, and he puts his hand, he brings his hand down his face, and you see the blood tears. That's a great shot. And I feel like they tried to kill Michael Myers off.
Are there any comic books on Halloween that explain this bullshit? They might as well at this point.
There are probably comics, but I don't think the comics are canon. The comics probably take the character.
Well, the new trilogy is also not canon, so what does that mean anymore?
Like, there's like a Freddy versus Jason versus like Ash of the Evil Dead comic.
Well, yeah, that is a fun one. Wow. So, but, okay. With part 3. Yeah.
So part 3, I think part 3 is a great 80s campy standalone.
It was fun growing up. I guess I was cranky this.
Yeah. Like, I love the you know, 8 more days till Halloween, and it would come on, and I'm like, oh, this is great.
And then that commercial,
the masks would beep, beep, beep. Turn the kids' heads into snakes and cockroaches and spiders, and I remember thinking about that a lot as a kid, and how at the end, he couldn't stop the commercial from airing, and you just hear him like, no, and so I feel like
TV from hell.
Yeah, the explanation for what's in the masks makes no sense. It's ridiculous. They're basically like, oh, we have pieces of Stonehenge in the mask. Like, it makes no sense. It's like Stonehenge tablets that are like activate, like it's just a mask. I'm so serious. If you watch
oh
that
my
scene,
God.
You
I need to
like,
watch this.
Yes, you would be like, wait, what? And then some of the people aren't people, they're like robots, and yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't want to spoil it too bad, but I feel like it's a great campy standalone, and it
campy is the best word. Yeah,
yes, and it is a cult classic. Like, a lot of people yes. have turned around on it.
Stop it.
Like, you know what, actually I do like it. People were like, where the heck is Michael Myers? But after a while, it's like, if you remove this from the series entirely,
you can,
I think it could have stood
yeah.
alone fine.
It really should be accepted as a standalone slasher. And this is my Ballistic X versus Sever argument. Don't get distracted by the marketing. Just accept it as its own, you know, retitle it if you have to. It costs you nothing.
You know what? Now that I think about it, the whole movie, the whole season of The Witch could have been like a Creepshow short.
It could have been a Creepshow or Tales from the Crypt type short. That
it would have been great. I would have loved it like that. So part 4.
Part 4.
I
cool car chase.
Yeah. I love, shoot, what's her name? Her actual name, I think it almost called her
the niece in this. Yeah.
That's supposed to be her daughter.
Oh yeah, the daughter, and yeah.
Yep. So part four, I think she carried the movie really great. I think she carried the movie great. My main issue is, why is she seeing Michael Myers?
Why? What is happening?
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, the movie starts off.
It's a plot point they forgot.
I think they were.
Oh yeah, we did that.
They probably were jumping on the,
to answer your question, I think they were jumping on the Elm Street bandwagon. Every movie had to open up with a nightmare.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm sure she might have heard of Michael Myers. Make sense. But at that point, he didn't know he had a living relative at that point of the movie where she was dreaming and seeing him. And they made the idiotic decision while transporting him to mention that he had a niece in front of him. And that's what kind of woke him up. He's thinking, I don't know why and at what point they made. Well, no, I can't say I don't know why, because they did kind of have him. Is he after Lori? Is he not after Lori? Is he after her because she's his last living relative? And now he's after the niece because she's the last living relative. They seem pretty iffy on that. But yeah, I do really like four. I feel like it's a big point in the series. I feel like it's one of the most viewed, one of the most fan favorites.
Because it's a competent filmmakers, you know, who have worked together and done similar stuff. They knew how to not linger on it. And Dwight H. Little was actually on Kevin Lane's Spill Your Guts. Shout out to Kevin. And he talked about how he found that showing less actually made it scarier. Hence with the knife fight near the end.
I have to give credit to Rachel. Rachel was a great final girl in this. The foster sister was not playing around. She put Jamie on her back and she climbed out that window. She scaled down the roof. He was not playing around. And I was like, that's what you got to do. And so in terms of the franchise, I feel like four is a high note for the franchise. So I'm going to give that a three.
Don't worry. It's later undone by part five.
Yeah, exactly. That's what makes it worse. What makes it worse is part five, because Rachel was great.
She comes out of that damn place they blasted him into. And you're like,
Oh my God. First off, I don't like that Michael Myers. I don't like his build. It looks like he has on football shoulder pads underneath the
looks like a Halloween outfit. Cosplay before cosplay was a thing.
Yeah, it looks terrible. The body language is terrible. It looks like he's like wearing padding underneath, which I think he was. There apparently they switched out Michael Myers and this guy wasn't as big and he was like padded up to look bulkier or something like that. So Rachel went from being great to like this bobblehead girl running around, just prancing around, couldn't defend herself, gets killed. And I'm just like, this is not the Rachel. Like, she was just
a final girl. And the actress protested it numerous times until she finally was like, well, you're not going to kill me in this graphic fashion then, if we're going to disagree on motivation.
it was ridiculous. And awful. Five was not great. Oh, and then our favorite character, that freaking girl, who is it? Her best friend, the best, Tina. You don't remember Tina?
I don't. That's bad.
You know, that says a lot. The fact that they kill Rachel.
Oh.
He's still alive. Tina has the boyfriend. Remember, the boyfriend's name happens to be Michael. So when Michael Myers kills
that was
the boyfriend,
so. Oh, yeah. That was lame. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep. Michael
they
Myers
thought it sounded so amusing on paper. And you're just like, no.
So she's like, Michael, like she's talking to him, thinking she's talking to her boyfriend. And it's Michael Myers in the car wearing her boyfriend's Halloween mask or whatever. And I'm just like, why did they keep this girl alive? Oh, and then you have the little boy at the hospital with Jamie with the stutter.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie's having these like attacks and visions and spasms all over the ground and she can't talk. And
that's also why I gave it a zero. It was not very carefully done. It just felt like they exploited that handicapped person and it was like, no.
Yeah.
I didn't understand. You gotta flesh that out. Especially
if you're
gonna make him
a
victim.
Stutter. You can't make someone's character trait a stutter.
Oh my God.
Literally.
Amazing.
He was a boy with a stutter that liked her.
Well, and there's so many ways we can be careful, you know? And it's just as bad as whitewashing. You will see people trying to fake a disability and we're like, guys,
I don't like that at all.
Don't do it.
Jamie's character had become her trauma. She was traumatized. That's it. She was so traumatized. She couldn't talk. She's seeing visions. And then she started being able to feel where Michael was. Mm-hmm. And when he woke up from that coma that conveniently lasted a year from Halloween to Halloween.
Isn't that amazing that it's only then that he gets his superpower? You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. The way he floats lazily down the river after they explode him with dynamite. I'm like, what is this? Are you serious? And then he gets found by a guy in the woods. And you mean to tell me this man has the ability to set him up with an IV and keep him in his home for a year, but not call the hospital? Mm-mm. Like, if you find someone that's gravely injured, that is unconscious, and you cannot reconscious, call the ambulance. You got him set up in your
cabin. Call the ambulance, yeah.
and then he wakes up and promptly kills him the next year. So he was in a coma for a year in your house. You didn't call for help. You didn't. Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to also give that a 0. 5 is not it. Mm-hmm. 5 is not it. And here's where my hot take comes in. You know what? I almost want to give 5 a 1 because honestly, I think Curse is worse.
Oh, sure. Fair enough.
I think Curse is worse. I think Curse is terrible. I think Paul Rudd was not good.
No, fair enough. It was one of his first movies before Clueless.
Yeah, I think it was his first movie. And you can tell the movie was butchered and went through 1,000 reshoots and that Donald Pleasance passed away during it because they were able to shoot everyone's, like reshoot everyone's stuff, but his stuff is the same and everything. And the director's cut as well, which I have seen, which is, that's one of the main things. His shots don't change because he passed away. And the grading, the color grading is different. And like the background music is different. And that's about it. And there's probably a couple minutes different in footage in the way that Michael Myers dies. So yeah, it's terrible. I don't like it at all. I don't like the cult thing. I don't like the hinting.
The cult is annoying. I just like that they were at least trying to explain all this bullshit, even though it didn't work.
They were trying to explain it after they came up with it, because when they came up with it, they didn't have an explanation. And I think that showed. When you come up with an idea and try to execute the idea without any real details or backstory to it, and then you try to give a backstory to it, you know, and then they hint at one is a 1. The 6th one is a 0. I feel like it's terrible. It's a low point in the series. It makes no sense. It's a jumbled mess. Paul Rudd isn't good. And then which ending of Michael Myers did you see? Did you see the one where like Paul Rudd like beats him with like an object and he bleeds green?
Yeah,
and
I've only seen the theatrical. I haven't seen the producers, where it's so annoying the how the evil doctor is yelling at him, no, and you're like, and it just ends. You're like, it's like if Frankenstein's monster were to attack him and it just ended. You're like, what?
So the producer cut, the ending makes no sense. Like,
it's even worse.
Yes, it's even worse. So Donald Pleasance finds who he thinks is Michael Myers collapsed on the floor, and he goes to him, and it's the other guy. Shoot.
Yeah, the mad scientist.
The gray hair, the other guy.
Yeah, and the mad scientist.
It's him, because Michael Myers took his outfit, and then he looks at Donald Pleasance and says something. Like, he says something cryptic, and then the rune, like the tattoo, the thorn tattoo, appears on Dr. Loomis's wrist, and he starts
rune
screaming.
Tattoo?
Yes,
wow!
It appears on him off of Michael Myers, and he starts like screaming. Bloody rage. Yes, you did not miss anything.
terrible. Don't worry, I won't ever buy these.
And then the implication that Jamie got pregnant from Michael Myers and like some ritualistic thing. Did you
stop
see that beginning?
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll have to.
That's
don't worry, I didn't
implying.
Give any passing
they,
reviews to any of these movies, but now I might have to just give
all
out, these a
they
zero.
They cut out that scene where they kind of were like, it's your baby, isn't it? Like, it was some ritualistic scene where Michael was the one who got Jamie pregnant and she hid the baby in the train station, da da da.
Yeah, you're right. I'll give that a I'll re-rate it a 1 now.
that's a negative 8 right there.
Negative 8. Right.
That's what that
is. So what's next after that? Resurrection?
I must have been high. Sorry.
So what's next after that? Resurrection?
H2O, then Resurrection. Although if you watch the TV version of H2O, it ties into Resurrection because they show that the guy in the ambulance was actual Myers, and it makes no sense. Yeah.
H2O was good because of Jamie Lee Curtis. This was, at that point, my favorite version of Lori. Like, she was like a functioning alcoholic, ready for Michael to come back at any point. Mm-hmm. And when he did, she was ready. She had that pistol ready. Like, she was prepared. She was like, you're not going to come and take me out. You're not going to come get my son. None of that. And like you said, her...
Don't touch my baby.
Like you said, her boyfriend or whoever, he did not care. Like, she was like,
he's a good actor.
Hypothetically, I faked my death. And he's like, that's so crazy. Take your pants off. And I'm like, this man.
He was awful in this role. Good actor, but man.
Yeah, I didn't like that role. And then the teenagers, I don't know. I don't know. Like, usual teenagers, they're just sheep for the slaughter.
Yeah.
And everyone dies. Jamie Lee Curtis was the best part of that, as she usually is in
there
in
is Halloween. A cool decapitation in the last 5 minutes.
The best part of that movie, one of the best parts of that movie, is the first time he did that one-handed kind of pull-up. You know, he came down from the ceiling with one hand. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So
Resurrection, are you going to also give that a zero?
Resurrection, curse, is worse than Resurrection. I said it. I said it.
No, it's
Resurrection
fine.
Resurrection is not good. But here's the thing. Resurrection is not good, but
I know.
We're
comparing pieces of crap, and we're having to decide which stinks more, you know? So
yes. But one of those pieces of crap will make you laugh.
Okay. Like, I will laugh. No, I'll take that. I get that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was very
funny
in the end.
And I'll laugh at Busta Rhymes.
Oh my God.
Busta Rhymes cussing out Michael Myers in a Michael Myers costume. Like, what are you doing? I'm Michael Myers. If they see you, they're going to know I'm not Michael Myers. Like, he's cussing him out. And then Michael Myers walks away. And it's just like, it's something about that movie that is so funny because they try so hard to incorporate technology because it's the new age. And they're incorporating
chat rooms,
computers.
That didn't even work that
way
back then.
Look at us. We're live chatting and we're capturing everything as it happens. Look how new this is.
We didn't have internet speed back then of that magnitude.
So that H2O was great. I forgot. Did I not give it I'm going to give it 4 stars actually.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm going to put it up there.
Resurrection, I guess, is a 1 or 2.
Yes. Resurrection, I'm going to give 1.5. It's kind of hilarious.
Kyra Banks, why are you in this movie?
And now 2018.
Right. So you guys got
no,
over.
Wait. Rob Zombie. I actually liked. I did enjoy the 2007 one. I did like it. I will say he did drill in too hard the broken home dysfunction. Like, we get it. Michael Myers is a disturbed person, but every disturbed person doesn't come from a background like that. Some people are just crazy, I believe. Everyone doesn't come from some broken home with violence and things like that to be crazy, because you see in the original, when they come home and 6-year-old Michael's standing outside, his mom and dad come home and they look fairly normal to me. They look like they're coming from date night or something. They look like normal. His sister looked like a normal teenage girl. His home looked normal in the original. So now he has like this crazy lifestyle and his mom's a stripper, but you know that's how Rob Zombie is. He has like this
Rob Zombie does that sometimes.
It's all like grindhouse hellbilly horror. Everyone is a terrible unlikable person. You want everyone to die. That's how his movies go. But I did like Kid Michael Myers. I did like that they didn't make his sister his first kill. It seemed like now that was something that he was building up to, or he snapped and he really killed everybody in that house. Like, I feel like them actually showing him going through the house, killing everyone was good. Like, I feel like that's something that people low key wanted to see. And yeah, I feel like the movie was like brutal in a good way. And then he had like that monster Taylor Mayne, who's like 6'9".
Yeah,
playing
Sabretooth
Michael Myers.
From X-Men. Yeah.
Ginormous. He's ginormous. And he's like, I think he's the scariest Michael Myers I've seen.
Yeah, he's pretty freaky.
So yeah, that was the only good one from Rob Zombie.
Part two.
Zero.
Brad Dourif.
Zero.
The sheriff. Yeah.
Zero.
And you've explained what makes the new trilogy work and not work. What are your respective ratings for those last three?
Okay. So the new trilogy could have worked, and it almost worked. The first one was a great return to form. I like that it felt like they were showing Michael without showing him. Those shots from the back of his head and almost from his profile.
They had a suspense going for it. Yeah.
Yes, they did. And it made you feel like it almost made you feel like he was more human, but not in a way that he was weak, in a way like he really is mentally ill and detached. He's in there with other people who are also mentally ill and detached. Yeah, like he's an actual killer. And I liked what they did with Lori in 2018. It made sense to me after something like that she would be like that. Mm-hmm. You go into Kills and it gets a bit more unbelievable.
Which is wild to say for a Michael Myers movie.
Yeah. Have people,
what are we doing here right now?
Think about all the people in the hospital that were angry. Mm-hmm. And think about how Michael Myers had been locked up for 40 years before that night.
Right.
Y'all, a majority of those people in there were not alive when he made those initial killings that got him.
Right.
I'm sorry. Many of those people were not even alive when he first got locked up. So it's like, why are y'all, I don't know, the whole mob mentality. Parts of Halloween Kills, I like parts of Halloween Kills I didn't like. I like the idea of them playing on another one of the inmates that escaped, because they don't know Michael's face. And of course, he couldn't have been the only inmate to get away. So now they're like, is this Michael Myers? Is this other guy him? Which one is him? But even though the one they thought was him was freaking built like Penguin from Batman, how do you not know that's not Michael Myers?
Yeah, the copycat killer got convoluted.
He looked like Danny DeVito. You thought that was Michael Myers? He was like 5 feet tall.
Oh, it was boring.
So, yeah. It just started going downhill. They built up Michael Myers in one direction, tugged him in another, and then it all went downhill. They went from he's an unkillable entity machine to he's just a man. And
this is why Jason is better.
Yeah. Michael Myers is still
okay.
Like,
who's better?
I don't know about that.
Terminator.
I'm gonna let her finish.
So yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Halloween 2018 was the best of the trilogy. Of course, I still liked Halloween Kills, but I did not like the way the town jumped him and managed to all hit him in the torso and then all get killed. So right. Yeah, those three, I'm going to give 18 a 3.5. It's just steadily going to go down. Kills a 2.
Hopefully she saved you the trouble, Miss Storm, of having to.
I'll be quick.
No, I'm just saying, hopefully she saved you the trouble of having to rewatch them all.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I wasn't gonna. All right, so I have slightly different opinions. Slightly. So I think the original Halloween is like a 4, but here's why. Because I kind of put it in the box of when it was made, you know, and it's a very like typical kind of 70s, 80s horror movie. I think it does a great job of setting up the franchise, and y'all made a great comment about all the other ones, and some of them I'm actually going to watch just for the LOLs. Just want to need something to like game watch. But I feel like just like if you've never seen the original Halloween, just like if you've never seen the original Nightmare on Elm Street, like you need to watch these movies just because like, and they might hold up for you, you know, because everything's new now, and they might not. But like Jamie Lee Curtis really established herself as a scream queen. Michael Myers established himself as like, you know, a great, you know, slasher. And then it just gets ridiculous. I think Halloween H2O, I remember watching that movie. That shit's just funny, bro. Like that, like watch that for the same reason you watch like, who is it that went to space? Like Jason Goes to Fucking Space. You ever beat
Jason
a motherfucker
X,
to death with a mother?
4, yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like if you just want something to watch just so you can laugh your ass off, like watch that shit. I don't know about these other ones, but watch Halloween H2O. Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis carries that shit on her fucking back because she's a badass and everything else is just fucking dumb. I don't remember Halloween Resurrection. I kind of want to watch it. Because I might have seen it, but I might have been inebriated at the time. So Halloween 2018 for me was really strong. I appreciated so much that they let Lori be this broken person who has spent her life getting ready for Michael. That was very Aliens to me. That was very Ellen Ripley being, you know, traumatized by her nightmares until she goes back to LV-426. Like, that's what it felt like to me. So I really appreciated that. I thought the director did a great job with Lori's trauma. So I thought they handled that like really respectfully and let her play that, just how the effect had on like her daughter. I thought that was phenomenal. Like, I, like, my mom is fucking crazy, bro. Like, I grew up fucked up, you know, like that was real. Like, that's real. Yeah. So I thought that was really strong and it was powerful. And we still got this amazing Michael film. So I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. Halloween Kills felt like garbage compared to that, but like, not, I didn't hate it. Like, everything you guys said about Halloween Kills pretty much stands. I didn't hate it, but I thought like, oh, now it's getting a little weird. Halloween Ends, skip the first, I don't even know how many minutes, and just go to the third act. The what everybody is waiting for in Halloween Ends is Lori and Michael to have a face-off. So you can literally, and I'm
and it wasn't fucking intense enough. It wasn't freaking slow motion.
I know. It's... You, listen, you don't even have to watch the first, I even know how long that movie is, and I'm not even fucking kidding. You will know exactly what's going on. Skip to the part where Michael is in Lori's house and watch the movie from there and just pretend that's how the whole series ends and you're good. That's all you have to do. You will save yourself the fucking anger and the rage. You'll get to watch Lori and Michael.
On these movies.
Fucking do that shit. Ugh. You get to watch Michael and Lori throw down, even though they're throwdown and
Corey drama. Oh my God. Worst. It was stupid. Worst.
The throwdown in Halloween 2018 was better.
It was way better.
Oh, it's so good. But like, if but if you want to actually watch Michael quote unquote die, watch the third act of Halloween Ends and skip everything else. Don't waste your fucking time. That's it.
Nice. When Allison jumps in at the end, I didn't even want to see her at that point. Yeah. Even
to quote Crystal on another awesome podcast, I said what I said.
And you know what? I'm tired of all these directors not fucking knowing what to do with iconic characters. Like, I'm really fucking over. I'm tired of you millions of dollars.
Yes. Come up with shit, man.
I am over y'all not knowing your fan base and not respecting trilogies, and I'm mad at y'all for trying to be fake woke.
And like you said, if you want to do something different, you want to do something new, create something new. Stop taking pre-existing lore and trying to change it and make it something new. Just make your own thing.
Right. The new Terminator sucks because you killed John Connor in the first 2 minutes. Who the fuck does that?
And they're like 60. Bro, they're old.
For me, that's actually the third installment. I love what they did with the new characters. It was better than Jenna sucks. But
oh my God, I hated the new Terminator. It felt so fake woke to me. It felt so fucking fake ass woke. I did not buy that. I hated everything about that movie. I'm like, tell me you don't know your fan base without telling me you don't know your fan base. When it was so easy for you to have like John Connor had been living his life and then this shit happens again. And if you were trying to pass the torch off to a new heroine, which is fine, you could have let him pass that torch. He could have died like maybe around act two, which is what sets up all the big stuff for act three. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't kill him off in the first 5 seconds and like, here's a bitch now. Like, what the fuck?
I think what did it for me was just how Sarah Connor is now the equalizer. She helps people.
Oh my God. Out of here.
It's okay. It's all good. We've all had hot takes tonight.
I saw that they're old. Like, I don't understand bringing these senior citizens back to reenact the glory days. Like, do something new. Like, I don't like it. They definitely will have to do that
after this year because everyone's getting up there, and that's why I'm glad they've
been doing that so much.
I'm glad that Sigourney Weaver's put her foot down this last year. Right, she's like, no more Ripley. You guys have had time, and you come up with even worse ideas. Arnold was the same
way.
They tried to do that with
Sally in Texas Chainsaw. Like, they wanted her to be Lori so bad. She was like, she was like Price Right Lori. Like, I don't know. They tried to put her in the same outfit. They put her in the jeans and the shirt and the cowboy hat. I'm like, y'all are really trying with this. Like, Texas Chainsaw really pissed me off. It was so stupid. I'm like, these people are meant to be like 68 years old. Like, they should not be engaging in this type of physical battle.
It's a cluster.
I love it.
So Miss Storm, where can we, what project do you have coming up that you'd love to promote? And
we've got so much going on,
if you love good storytelling and
excellent storytelling, mind you.
Yes,
I can't
you.
I'm and, in the middle of your book the duology. I'll review it soon.
Great. That's very awesome. Yeah, we're going to turn that into an audio drama next year. That's a whole big fucking project. But yeah, just go to talesoftheforgotten.com. We've got so many shows featuring flawed, realistic female characters. And if you want some horror stuff, we re-released a horror comedy called Always Listen to Your Crazy Uncle. So if you just want a LOL slasher, that's your shit right there. And then if you want my love letter to Aliens and Prey, which are two of my favorite horror franchises, listen to Don't Look. There you go. But it's all at talesoftheforgotten.com. Yes.
And the Good News Network also.
Not currently going on right now. So when I'm ready to promote that again, I will. So just go to talesoftheforgotten.com. No, it's fine. It's fine.
I just like that there's an effort to make that because I see so many.
There is. We are absolutely an effort to make that, but I don't have anything to, there's a lot I got to do. So, but it's coming. The Good News show is coming.
When you're going back on Who Would Win?
Who knows? Whenever they ask me. They just Ray slides into my DMs and saltily ask me to be a judge and I do it.
Thanks
yeah, right, exactly.
You're doing great work out there, and I applaud you for leading the way and helping. You've helped so many of us find our voice and realize we can use an audio medium and go back to radio days.
In the chat.
Hirsten, anything you'd like to promote or recommend for genre lovers?
Nope, I do not have upcoming. I don't have any upcoming things that I do
great
for
you back,
public
though.
Forums or anything. No problem. I love doing stuff like this. I usually don't, but
last
when
time,
I get
think it was
to give my
Lovecraft Country. I think we.
Oh yes,
talking.
Yes.
We were
when
talking
get...
racial horror. And...
Oh yeah, that was really interesting because I remember we talked a lot about how that's not really something that you binge. So it took us a long time to get around to it.
It was really good,
put down notes about it because I had to watch it spaced out. But yeah, I don't have anything that I do for public forums or anything like that. But I am in a lot of horror groups, and you can probably catch me giving my opinion, making people very angry. So
they turn
disagree
into the Hulk.
With me there if I see you.
Where you at on Twitter?
Oh, I don't have Twitter or X or whatever.
You can find her on Facebook.
Find me on Facebook.
I think
in whatever
Storm might need you as one of the voices, Hairston, I think is what she's going to.
I want to hang out with more nerds, man.
All right.
Crystal's got great hot takes, man. I'm going to go talk to Facebook page.
I've
What's
got
up?
Plenty more. And a lot of people disagree with me, and that just gives me a chance to give the long version.
Mm-hmm. You're relentlessly awesome. So thank you all for being here. And everyone, enjoy the spooky time.
All right. Thank you for having me. Nice to talk to you guys.
Thank you all.
Oh, wow.
This was all really
right,
a no delight.
Problem. Thanks, Cam.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Miss Storm,
good night,
for making
everybody.
It. You guys
good night,
it.
Everybody.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up.